right. Good morning, everyone. So my name is Mark Mishler, and I was very proud and am very proud to represent what we call the Ginsburg Four, who are four very courageous people who have stood up in an act of moral courage in support of a young black woman who was wrongfully evicted. And as a result of their courage and their standing up, they were arrested. So today, three of the Ginsburg Four resolved their cases. They entered guilty pleas to the non-criminal charge of trespass, which is a violation, it's not a crime. They were, the court imposed, as the court is required to under New York law, a court fee of $120. And the court also imposed, at the insistence of the district attorney's office, an order of protection prohibiting these individuals from having contact with Mr. Ginsburg. Their cases are resolved. The fourth case, there are some additional questions that we're going to continue to work on. That case is not resolved yet, and we will continue to work on that and try to make sure that Ms. Marquez Benbow's rights are fully protected moving forward. This is, on some level, this is a fairly, could have been a fairly straightforward, simple resolution. Some people engaged in an act of civil disobedience. They did that based on the moral and political commitment that housing is a human right and that housing should be protected as a human right, and that in particular, under the circumstances that exist in our country right now, that the rights of black people, and in particular a young black woman, needed to be protected. And they showed enormous determination, courage, and principle by doing that. As sometimes happens in such cases, there's a penalty to pay, because we exist within this legal system that imposes penalties on people who engage in principled acts of moral courage. And I'm very proud of Ms. Charles, Ms. Keefe, and Ms. Smith, who have shown determination, who are as determined as ever to stand up for housing as a human right, and are as determined as ever to stand for the principle that Black lives matter in every sense. This is a blip. They plead guilty to trespass. It's not going to adversely affect their lives. They will, I'm sure, continue to be committed, dedicated activists and leaders in these fights. So that's what happened. The issue of the order of protection was a distraction. There's no need for an order of protection. We attempted to persuade the district attorney's office to drop that requirement, and at least for now, they were not willing to do so. So their cases are over. They go on to continue their activism, continue their bold commitment to human rights, and that's what who they are, and that's what this is about. So I don't know if there's any questions or who's going to speak. I don't know who.
First of all, Black Lives Matter. I feel, first of all, we wouldn't have to be here in the first place if Chastity was not illegally locked out of her own apartment with her child during a pandemic. So I feel that what they are doing is over excessive. Even if we know that Ginsburg was acting out of, just being malicious.
Yeah.
She was up on her rent. It was no reason for this to even happen. To, first of all, file an order of protection when the community say you are doing wrong, when the police was supposed to be there and said, hey, you can't lock her out of her own apartment. It's illegal. So us as the community, since the police did not do their job, us as the community went there and said, we're going to do it for you. Because if they're not going to do their job, we're going to have to stand up for our people and do it for them. So I feel like us trespassing, or them so-called, the standards of trespassing, we would not be trespassing if they had did their job correctly.
That's right.
That's it. That's all. We stand for chastity.
That's right. We stand for chastity. I don't know. I'm angry. Like, it was really hard to sit there and say that we were guilty. Like, I don't know. I'm speaking for myself. It was hard to sit there and say that I was guilty when, like, we didn't do anything wrong.
Exactly.
And I don't know, that bitch fucking put her hands on you and we got arrested? Like,
yes.
So that's how I feel. But I'm glad it's over. Yeah. And
we stand for chastity.
Yeah, we stand for chastity.
Very excited. We got through this. Very supported. Awesome.
I just want to say, first and foremost, that housing is a human right.
Hello.
And what happened to chastity is not okay, but it continues to happen in this state. It continues to happen across this country. Just want everyone to know how serious, you know, that this city takes things. I was in this courthouse 2 years ago after getting out of a four-year-long emotionally, physically, and sexually abusive relationship. They gave my ex a keep away order that was half the time of the one that I just received for trespassing. Mm-hmm. So where this city has its priorities, not in the right place.
Hello.
Unless someone else is ready to go.
So good morning. My name is Kiani. I am the co-chair of the Troy DSA. I want to first thank Troy Black Lives and the General Defense Committee for inviting me to speak today. And I also want to thank all of y'all for showing up for housing justice in Troy today. So in Troy, Troy DSA, we envision a Troy full of joy, safety, and equity. And we look through the future of the city. We do this by making housing affordable for all in the city. Housing is a human right, like folks have said earlier today, but we have so far to go to make this a reality in Troy. The current eviction moratorium is just a bandage on an existing issue that existed way before COVID. And when it ends, we will still have vulnerable people facing eviction and are difficultly paying rent due to underemployment or unemployment. Troy isn't doing enough to meet the housing needs of the people who live here. With more and more luxury apartments, buildings going up, it's clear that our city leaders care more about money than the well-being of the existing communities in Troy.
Gentrification.
Yes. And with that comes higher rents and more folks who are unable to pay their rent. So here's what we need to do in Troy to change this. First, we need to halt all evictions in Troy, not just for the tenants who have filled out a form. Second, we have to hold landlords accountable for bad actions, from harassing tenants to not making needed repairs to illegal evictions. It's absolutely absurd that the Ginsburg Four should be facing charges for protesting a tenant lockout, while the landlord who conducted the lockout does not face any consequences.
Any.
We need to bring greater resources to tenant protection and advocacy in Troy. Unlike Albany and Schenectady, Troy, we lack a tenant advocacy organization. We need that. Our city council also needs to stop giving tax breaks to these luxury apartments and developers.
Hello.
Put that money into social services and folks. And finally, we need to start taking the necessary steps to implement rent stabilization in Troy. It's essential that we act immediately to protect tenant rights in Troy and address our eviction and affordable housing crisis. If our leaders are unwilling to take the necessary steps, we must take the leadership ourselves and demand it.
Hello. Did you know Jill Schwartzman?